the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 920. When to worship saints assemble, let the song to Jesus flow. He forsook his ancient glory, groaned and bled for worms below, ransomed mortals, joined to swell the sacred song. 920.
Thank you. together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noon day. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he saith that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be for ever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume. Into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I've been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He's ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell for evermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved for ever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein for ever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord, is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. You now please turn to the first epistle, General of John, chapter 4. The first epistle, General of John, chapter 4, commencing to read at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we know and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have a boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now in prayer. kind and gracious and ever merciful Lord God. Once again thy kindness and goodness is lengthened out unto us. We are indeed favoured and spared to the evening hour of this thy day, and we humbly ask and pray thy help now. Dear Lord Jesus, we come once more into thy house, where thine honour dwelleth, where thy name is exalted. Where, dear Lord, thou dost and hast met with poor sinners in time past, where thou hast made this house of God, as it were, the very gate of heaven, and oh, that it may be made so even this evening hour, so that some poor soul, Lord, will be abundantly blessed with a sense of thy love and thy mercy and thy goodness, thy loving kindness, Lord, to know his sins pardoned and forgiven, the peace of God that passeth all knowledge and understanding, that union, communion with thee, their heart burning within them. Oh, and pray, dear Lord, then, that thou come now and make thy presence known and felt here in our midst this evening hour. We come, Lord, seeking a portion for our souls. We come, Lord, desiring to hear thy voice. We come, Lord, like the exercise of the Church of God in the Song of Solomon. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Dear Lord, we read on, and she went about, and it wasn't long before she found him whom her soul loved, and held him and would not let him go. Lord, may this be the blessed experience of one and another here this evening hour. Lord, we think of dear Mary Magdalene. She loved thee. Thou had done great things for her, whereof she was glad. But, dear Lord Jesus, thou had been crucified, and she came early to that sepulchre and mourned because she found thee not. But thou didst appear, and thou hast said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And she heard thy voice. Oh, Lord, that poor sinners this evening hour may indeed hear thy voice, the voice of the Lamb of God, the voice of the Good Shepherd, the voice of the loving Saviour, the blessed, glorious Redeemer, the one indeed that came to seek and to save poor dying sinners. Oh, pray, Lord, thou then reveal thyself unto us this evening hour. Make then thy presence known and felt here. May we be found then worshipping thee in the canopy of thy love. May thy name be exalted and praised. May thy presence be known. Lord, do come and visit our souls and bless us abundantly with thy loving kindness. Oh, we read the prophecy of Jeremiah, that Lord hath loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. And dear Lord, may it be so here this evening hour. Gracious Lord, do come and graciously help. We need thee, Lord. We are sinners, Lord, and that needs no proof. We sorely feel the fall. Oh, we are bad, Lord. We are wretched. We are undefiled. But, dear Lord, we come to thee because thou didst come to seek and to save. We come to thee, dear Lord Jesus, because thou didst say, him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Lord, is our only hope. Lord, oh, thy blessed, glorious, divine faithfulness. Thy word will not fail. Thy word cannot fail. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So then, Lord, with all our sin and all our guilt, we come to thee, believing, trusting alone in thee, that thou wilt not cast us out. Oh, the vilest sinner out of hell, said one, that lives to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Then, Lord, we, if one may speak for others, Lord, we come to thee and plead this evening now the blood that does for sin atone, the blood whereby the church of God is freed. Hear our prayer. Then, Lord Jesus, do help us, oh, to worship thee in spirit and in truth, yea, in the very beauties of holiness, dear Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. Send that help down from above. The psalmist said, I will look up unto the hills, whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And Lord, and our help has got to come from thee if it's going to do us any good. It cannot come from anywhere else. Oh, thou hast said, cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Lord, then do help us to look up. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. Oh, be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hear our prayers. Remember then once more, dear Lord, this little cause of truth, and do bless them together. Bless them together, bind them together in love and unity and the bond of peace. Make thy goodness pass before them, undertake for them, dear Lord, we pray. Lord, do bless the dear children, those present this evening, and those, Lord, that were here earlier today. Lord, which we probably assume that they're tucked up in bed. Oh, we ask, Lord, that thou remember them each. Oh, and dear Lord, do bless them each. They've got a never-dying soul, and oh, we ask thee to work mightily and graciously in their hearts. Oh, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, do be very near to them, we pray thee. And Lord, we ask thee then to bless this cause of truth. Lord, and Lord, do cause many sinners round to come and fill the place. Lord, there's still many empty pews here. Lord, and there's many houses in this village of Swavesey. Lord, where thy word and truth has probably never been heard, where the word of God has never been read. But dear Lord, we ask that there may be a gracious revival even here in this village. Lord, so that this house of God shall be filled, so that, oh, thou wouldst strengthen the things that remain. Lord, do bless the preaching of thy word. We read of the dear woman whom thou didst meet at the well. Lord, and she went home and she said, come see a man that told me all that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Oh, that this may be the gracious effect of the preaching of the gospel here. Oh, that one soul should come in. Ah, Lord, that dear woman, no doubt, Lord, we don't wish to point fingers and yet cast stones. She was a sinner, Lord, and so am I. But, dear Lord, oh, we pray that it may be that they go home, having come in and heard the sound of the truth of the gospel of Christ, go home and say, come, see a man that told me all that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Oh, this gracious effect. Lord, do graciously work. We would not, we trust, we do not dictate unto thee. But we do plead, Lord, that thou wilt pluck out that right hand out of thy bosom and work salvation here in our midst. Oh, raise up a seed to serve thee, to call thee the Redeemer blessed. Then do help. We do ask and pray that remember all those that walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts, graciously support them, undertake, Lord, graciously help, and abundantly bless, we do beseech thee. Do have mercy then upon them, we ask, and help them. And Lord, and then there's those here and there's certainly elsewhere, Lord, that are found in affliction's path. Oh, we pray that remember them. Some bring their afflictions with them to the house of God, and they need that daily and hourly strength, strength equal to the day. We pray for this. Pray then for thy people, those that are afflicted in body, and some have some ordeal in front of them. Lord, do remember them. Appear to them and for them. Oh, that they may have that word of thy grace. Fear not, I will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Then be near. And those that are afflicted in mind, undertake for them and appear, calm and quiet their mind. Oh, they may be set, found sin at thy feet, clothed in their right mind. And then do help us to pray one for another. Lord, and then there's those that have deep things to walk and pass through, trying circumstances. Sometimes, Lord, not knowing what to do, which way to go, which way to turn. Do undertake for them, we pray. Abundantly bless. May thy goodness pass before them. Bring down the mountains of impossibility. Make a way where there's no way. Oh, make thy goodness pass before thy people in the way. We do beseech thee. Hear prayer. Then for one another. Be gracious to each and all. Help us to commit and commend all into thy hand. We do pray that remember indeed and bless then thy servants. Here we think of those that will be that we know of, that will be labouring in thy name this evening hour. And there are many, Lord, that we don't know of, that will be labouring in thy name. Do graciously help, do abundantly bless, we pray. Oh, that thy word may go forth with divine power this evening hour to bring honour and glory to thy name and help and comfort to the good of souls. Hear then our prayer. Remember once more our nation, appear for us. Remember those that are persecuted in this poor dying world. Oh, do make thy goodness pass before them. Oh, stand by them, stand with them, hold them up and strengthen them, we do beseech thee. Hear us then in heaven, thy dwelling place. We thank thee for all the mercies and favours, blessings bestowed, our needs abundantly supplied, health, strength, use of natural faculties, comforts that abound. And we do thank thee for thy word, the open Bible. Thank thee for thy beloved Son. And we pray thou be with us now, Lord, and at the close of the present service. Lord, we, a little company of poor souls, assemble around thy table as bidden of thee in remembrance of thee. Lord, do graciously help. Oh, we come pleading, then the blood that does for sin atone. We plead thy help throughout this service and all services whilst we're here below, then, Lord, do come and meet with us. Ah, Lord, oh, that there may be, Lord, a little of heaven in this house of God tonight, to thine honour, glory and praise. And do come, fulfil thy word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Hymn 918. Blessed are the poor in spirit, who their native vileness see. They are all taught sin's demerit, gladly own salvation free, and from Sinai to the wounds of Jesus flee. 918.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask Your very prayerful attention once again to the book of Genesis, chapter 6 and verse 8. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Well, we try to speak from this word this morning. We noted first the solemn context of the world in Noah's day, and likened it unto our own present day. But what a mercy, dear soul, if you and I then should be like Noah and find grace in the eyes of the Lord. We try to speak a little of what it is to, and how it is that we find grace. Why, grace is the free, unmerited mercy and favour of God. And it is indeed sinners, poor, fallen men and women that need this grace. And why, how the Lord brings sinners to Himself. There's a sacred solemn awe. It may indeed come upon them in some way or other. Why, sometimes with a deep sense of conviction of sin, at other times when one may indeed venture to ask the Lord for something, even in a providential way, the Lord answers. Oh, why this sacred solemnity that the mighty God has heard and answered your poor prayers and mine. And why we're then found here. Noah found grace. But whilst the word of God says here, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and whilst I trust some of us here have found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and I trust others will yet find grace in the eyes of the Lord, it very often, why, you see, they don't always know it. They don't always realise it. They don't feel it. Because they feel anything. But what the Lord says about dear Noah, why, here in the first verse of the seventh chapter, it says, "For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." Why, they very often feel, like you read in the prophecy, I think of Isaiah, "All my righteousnesses are as filthy rags, O Lord, before thee." But then, why, you come here, and you turn here to the Psalms, and the Psalm here, number 34, it reads like this: "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them to the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of their troubles. And delivereth them out of their troubles." Yes, some here that have blessedly, graciously experienced that in a spiritual sense. They have known what it is to be burdened and, as it were, crushed under a sense of their sin and guilt. And in their trouble, they've cried out unto the Lord. Why, what does it read earlier there in that 34th Psalm? It reads like this: "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." Yes, and the dear Lord indeed saves out of all his troubles. You see, sin is a dreadful, awful trouble unto a child of God. Sin is a dreadful trouble unto one where the Lord has indeed imputed his righteousness. They want to be right. And why? They come before him. Sin is a dreadful, dreadful trouble. And it brings to the throne of grace. It brings us to the blessed mercy seat. It brings us to cry out unto the living God. It brings us to cry out to the blessed Saviour, the glorious Redeemer. It's all, has it brought you there? Has it brought you there? You cry out. Yes. I think again of that dear woman that came to the dear Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it was her sin that brought her there. She got no merits of her own. She got nothing, shall I say, to offer to Christ. The only thing she had got to offer to Christ was all her sin and all her iniquity. And she knew that he didn't like that. And dear Ireland, you know that God doesn't like that too, don't you? All your sin. But look how it brought her. Oh, she came to him. There she is in Simon the Pharisee's house. And there she sits at the feet of Christ. And now she's washing his feet with tears and wiping them with the hairs of her head. Those tears of real, true, penitential grief and sorrow. There's a broken heart, there's a contrite spirit. There's a heart here that trembles at God's word. Is all, is this a description of you? Is this a description of you, poor soul? Is this where you were in your feelings last night? Is this how you cried out unto the Lord? Oh, could there be mercy for such a wretched character as me? Yes, and there's Satan, yes, there to resist. Noah found grace. And this poor woman found grace. And what's the line in the hymn of, I think it's 984, "And say, my soul, why not for thee?" These are, as we mention in prayer, Jesus said, "I will in no wise cast out." He didn't say to that woman, "Well, you've got to go away and live a bit better life than you have done. You've got to stop practicing your sin and your iniquity." He didn't say, anything like it. He simply said to her, "Thy sins are all forgiven thee." You see, dear soul, the Lord looks on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance. That's where Simon looked, the Pharisee. She's a sinner. Yes, she's a sinner. She's a sinner. She's a bad sinner. She's a wretched sinner. She's a disgusting sinner. But dear soul, the point is, she came to Christ with all her sin. Dear soul, do you and I come to Christ with all our sin and iniquity and transgression? And find grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's where we find grace. At the blessed mercy seat. You see, the blessed mercy seat we just mentioned. There in Exodus chapter 25, I think verse 22. Moses commanded to make the mercy seat, and there's this blessed promise, "And there I will meet with thee and commune with thee." Now, this poor soul, she comes to that blessed mercy seat. She comes to the feet of Christ. Dear soul, here and here alone is mercy. "And I will commune with thee." Oh, yes. We don't read one word of her prayer. Ah, dear soul, but no doubt there was this pleading for mercy, pleading for pardon, pleading for forgiveness. And the Lord communed with her. The Lord communed with her. And the Lord declared, did he not? "Thy sins are all forgiven thee." Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. See, his ear is open unto their cry. Yes, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Come then, repenting sinner, come. O what thou wilt, the total sum is cancelled by his death. They find grace. It reads here as well, doesn't it? Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah was a just man. Noah was a righteous man. Noah, a righteous man. Dear soul, what were you singing in the opening hymn tonight? Ye who find yourselves polluted, feel your hearts a sink of sin, ye shall have by God imputed righteousness that's white and clean. 'Tis the garment wove by everlasting love. 'Tis Jehovah's own providing, better wisdom can't devise. From his eye forever hiding sins of every name and size. Of every name and size. Ah, poor soul. Have you got some bad names to some of your sins? Have you got some huge sins. Sins like mountains. Dear soul, they flow down at his presence.
See, dear Noah was a just man. He was righteous. See, it's the righteous that cry. It's the righteous that cry. Psalm 34 again. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. See, it's not their own righteousness. It's that righteousness of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. It's that righteousness, dear soul, that he wrought out. He fulfilled all righteousness. The holy word of God. Yes, the holy law of God. Which poor man has broken from Adam's day to the present moment of time. But, dear soul, there is a way provided, and it's through Jesus Christ, his dear son. Now, this is opening up to me. It's a way provided through his dear son. Noah found grace. Noah was just. Noah was righteous then. Not his own. But, dear soul, the way he provided was God's dear son. The way was provided for Noah here. Yes, the saving of his house. And that was the ark. But, dear soul, there's the ark of God's grace, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Why, yes, and the Lord shut poor sinners in. But see, there's this, isn't there? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, believing in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, I do love that word, whosoever. Because I trust it takes in this poor sinful man. And dear soul, and it takes you in as well. Blessed be his glorious name. It takes you in as well. Whosoever, no name, no rank, no station in life. Sinners, Jesus came to save. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. We've spoken of the dear woman, called to repentance. Yes. God so loved the world. Why, I think I may have already quoted this, but to quote it again, Jeremiah. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I've loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. This whole, it's that loving kindness of the blessed Lord that draws you and I to him, to the throne of grace, to the footstool of mercy. It was that loving kindness that drew that poor woman, yes, that washed his feet with tears, his loving kindness that drew her to Christ. There's a blessed, glorious, gracious, divine attraction in him. Is there, dear soul, is Jesus Christ attractive to you tonight? Oh, can you say, I from all things parted I could be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. His love, his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and in sins. Oh, his great love. He so loved the world. Yes, and let's remind ourselves what God's dear servant Moses has to say about this subject. Deuteronomy 7:6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself. Above all people that are upon the face of the earth, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. Listen to this. But because the Lord loved you. Noah found grace because the Lord loved him with an everlasting love. Love yonder back in eternity past. Yes, when the glorious plan of salvation was written up by the sacred three, the three in one and one in three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that Christ should suffer, bleed, and die in the sinner's place, room, and stead, and that he, blessed be his glorious name, would fulfill all righteousness on their behalf. So that the sinner, yes, blessed the Lord, with the sweet knowledge of peace and pardon and forgiveness. Oh, and feel to be washed and cleansed in his own precious atoning blood that he shed on Calvary's cross. Can humbly say, I'm clean, just God, I am clean in and through the merits of thy dear Son. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This righteousness of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. Why? You see, when Jesus came to this world, he came to seek and to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He came to save poor dying sinners from death, destruction, and despair. And indeed, why, he wasn't going to lose any. None was going to be lost. As he says in prayer here unto his Father in John 17, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition. The son of perdition being Judas Iscariot. None of them is lost. You think of that? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, because none of them is lost, because he, blessed be his glorious name, was about to pay the ultimate price of the redemption of their souls with his own heart blood. He was about to go to Calvary, where he would pay this price. What does the word say? I think Paul uses these words in the epistle to the Galatians. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And dear soul, Jesus has borne the curse for every elect vessel of mercy, for every poor sinner that humbly, truly, honestly, with a sincere heart, prays in substance, God,
be merciful to me, the sinner. Can you believe it, poor soul? Well, it's blessedly true. It's blessedly true, dear soul. For every poor sinner, not one is lost. The foundation of God standeth sure, and the Lord knoweth them that are his. And he saves from death, destruction, and despair. He died, dear soul, on Calvary's cross. Yes, and you no doubt know in your Bible, to some degree at least, You know that Jesus died on a cross at Calvary. It won't be long. The Lord will and spares us. When we come to the Easter season, yes, when we remember his suffering so intent that even angels have no perfect sense. But oh, that leading up to that time, oh, that you and I may be led by the Spirit into the death and sufferings of Christ and have a sweet hope that it was for me, for you, for me. So you can say for me. Yes, amazing grace for me. See, he paid this price. The price of redemption. The price of salvation, it was his own heart's blood. Without the shedding of blood, says Paul, there is no remission of sin. And neither is there. Go through the Old Testament. There's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. But Jesus, God's dear Son, this blessed, glorious Saviour, this glorious Redeemer, as John in his Gospel opens the chapter, first chapter, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. You see, there was the sheep and the lambs that were slain in the Old Testament to make atonement for sin. The high priest, he had to go into the Holy of Holies and offer there the lamb and sprinkle the blood in and upon and around the blessed mercy seat, all to make an atonement for his own sin and the sins of the people. But it was different somewhat with the dear Lord Jesus Christ. He had no sin, but he himself became the Lamb of God. Why, yes, all we come here to, it just comes to mind here about Isaiah 53. Why, the well-known chapter of the death and sufferings of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. Why, surely he hath. Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are. Yes, he is oppressed, he's afflicted, he opened not his mouth, he brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before a shearer is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Was it read down here? It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin.
and did the holy and the just. The sovereign of the sky stooped down to wretched nest and dust, that guilty worms might rise. Yes, the Redeemer left his throne, his radiant throne on high. Ah, it is all to make, yes, salvation known to poor guilty sinners. Yes, Noah, poor sinners, might find grace in the eyes of the Lord. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. And by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. I've missed something out here, but it reads, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Yes, the holy, harmless Son of God. And dear Ireland, you view him with the eye of faith on yonder Calvary's cross. And there is the Prince of Glory, about to die, about to give up the ghost. And he cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why? Because he was suffering in the sinner's place, Romans dead. Oh, this old, here, this old, is the story of love. I hadn't thought of this, but come to a game we sang in the Sunday school this afternoon. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and his love. His heart is here on Calvary's cross. The poor sinners find grace in the sight of God the Father. Yes. But then, his heart, you see, there was this, the cry made, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. Salvation's work was done. Salvation's work was complete. The Old Testament dispensation is done away. Because there was no more need for types and shadows. There was no more need for priests to go into the Holy of Holies. The veil is now rent. A way is made. Christ has died. Blessed be his glorious name. It's finished. Salvation's work was done. Way made, whereby poor sinners may approach unto God. Dear child, and this was, is, the high priest of our profession, that sits now at the right hand of the Father in eternal glory in heaven's high court above. There to intercede for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. Dear soul, the work of salvation is done, but he still pleads your cause and mine. The book of the Lamentations of Jeremiah, 3rd chapter, the 58th verse, he reads something like this. Thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul
O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Yes, oh, listen how he pleaded just prior to his death. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. But again, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There's something else here as well, I noticed. And Noah walked with God. And Noah walked with God. You read in the previous chapter about Enoch. Walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. But what is it? What is this, to walk with God? Why, it is all, it's to walk in humble obedience. It is to walk in union, in communion with him. Commune upon your bed. Commune in your daily life. Commit your way unto him. Trust also in his A and Y as a good, responsible child will desire to walk in obedience unto their parent. So a child of God desires to walk humbly with their God. He that had done great things for them. You see, and that there's walking. Yes. Walking to in obedience and coming to his soul, confessing our sin and our iniquity and our transgressions. Yes, and there's inquiring our way thitherward unto Zion, to be found like dear David describes here in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, restoreth my soul. He leadeth in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. See, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. See, how can two walk together except they be agreed? The words you find in the book of Amos. Oh, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Oh, yes, dear soul, do you agree to this? That you and I are sinful. Do you agree to this? That God is holy. Do you agree to this? That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that he should snatch you and I as a brand from the burning. I can't leave this subject tonight without just referring here to the book of Zechariah. Yes, and here is this man Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, Satan standing at his right hand. Is he walking with the Lord? Yes, because he's coming confessing his sin. Joshua here, I pray, standing before the angel of the Lord. He showed me Joshua.
This was a sweet, blessed vision that dear Zechariah had. Yes, and under this, there's this desire whereby a poor sinner comes to the Lord. And this may be the experience of perhaps one poor soul here tonight, that you go to the Lord in prayer and you find Satan goes with you. You know you're a sinner, but Satan charges home. What's that in that hymn? Yes, sins of every name and size. Every size, huge sins. And what does Satan say? You can't be saved. You're lost. You're finished. You're written off. Satan's a liar. Satan's a liar. Jesus said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out." And you see this, I'll go back here. Psalm 109. I think it's the last verse. And it reads, "He, the Lord, he stands by the right hand of the poor." Here's a poor sinner, Joshua. Maybe, I hope there is, a poor sinner here tonight that has come to the Lord in prayer. Satan standing at your right hand. But dear soul, the Lord stands for their defence. The Lord rebuked Satan. The Lord said unto Satan, "The Lord rebuke thee." Satan's done. Satan's finished. Satan's gone. Don't read any more about Satan in this chapter. I'm not so sure that you don't read any more about him in this prophecy either. But dear soul, he's done. The Lord is the defence of the poor. What do you read of him? Isaiah chapter 9. Child shall be born. The government on his shoulder. In his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. A Wonderful Counselor. Dear soul, yes, he pleads on their behalf. None of them is lost. None of them is lost. The Lord rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Yes, this old amazing grace. A brand plucked out of the fire. A trophy of his grace. This old. You'll say, yes, if I felt mercy, peace, and pardon, forgiveness, and salvation, yes, I'd be a trophy of his grace. Then this, oh, you will. The time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, "Take away his filthy garments from him." And unto him he said, the angel of the Lord. Dear old Joshua here is before the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Is that where you are, poor soul? Is that where you are? Like the poor woman washing his feet. Take away the filthy garments. And unto him he said, "Behold, I have
caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. Yes, ah, and it passed from you and I. And blessed be his name, he dealt with it there on Calvary's cross. And, yes, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. Ah, prodigal son, father said, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Ah, the robe, the righteousness of Christ. The robe of the righteousness of Christ. He took the robe the Saviour wrought and wrapped it all around. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. May each and every one in this chapel tonight, and those that were here this morning, and those that come at other times as well, find grace in the eyes of the Lord. And all at last join that holy, happy chorus in heaven. These are they that came through great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And they shall hunger no more, nor thirst any more. And dear soul, and the Lord God will wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £685, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who also hopes, God willing, to preach on Tuesday evening. Dr. Sadler is expected to preach next Lord's Day and also address the Sunday School. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for the persecuted Christians in the Middle East. Let us close with hymn 633. The love of Christ is rich and free, fixed on his own eternally. Nor earth nor hell can it remove, long as he lives, his own he'll love. 633. Thank you.
Dear Lord, do bless thy word. That word, Lord, that cannot return unto thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou pleasest to send it. Pardon all amiss. Lord, meet now, we pray, with a few poor sinners around this thy table in remembrance of thee. Any, Lord, that feel they must go home, do preserve and keep them in peace and safety. Any, Lord, that stay behind to witness, Lord, do break into their hearts with a sense of thy love and of thy mercy. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.